episode with Parenting 101 or Dad 101. I don't know what you want to call it, but I ended up taking my daughter for a yearly physical. And, you know, it's always interesting when I go back there. Jazz this year has been the toughest on grades, man. She doesn't like me talking about this at all. But I think for me, journaling my good and my bad and my tough times. And I think this is one of those times where I sit there and scratch my head as a parent, because there's only so much I can do. And what happened in the appointment today was a reminder of her lack of discipline when it comes to eating, when it comes to making healthy decisions. I think that's something that it's a continuous theme for us. And I know from my end and talking to mom, we've both done our part in trying to minimize her bad eating habits. But for whatever reason, it still goes on, and she just keeps gaining weight at a rapid rate. And listen, it's not about me caring if you want to eat all day or not, but I think as a child, you want to create healthy habits. You have one body, you want to take care of it. And especially when you come from a lineage, a family that is going to have health issues along the way. It's all about quality of life, right? And right now, her being 11 is not realizing. So, but anyway, we ended up going as well, because not only for the weight issue, but also more importantly, but because of the her lack of attention in school and her coming to us and saying, listen, Dad, I think I need to get on the medicine to be aware. The ADD medicine, ADHD. I don't know the technical term, but it's the fact, it's the one where she just gets easily distracted at school because schoolwork is not fun for her. So she tends to talk to her friends, joke around, and do all the other things. And she has been, her grades have gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And I mean, it's getting to a point where I don't know if she's gonna pass sixth grade. I hope she does. But these are the worst grades I've ever seen from her. And it's like 3 Fs, 2 Ds, and an A. And I'm like, okay, so you're spending most of your day goofing off in school. And then she tells me, hey, Dad, I want to go ahead and get on this medicine, the awareness medicine, the ADD medicine, to allow my attention to be there. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. And so I ended up going to the doctor and talking to her. And ended up being a therapy session, because I was just telling him about my efforts as a dad. And I mean, buying a treadmill here and forcing her to walk 30 minutes every day and then having her walk an hour on weekends. Because if she, you know, I give her a day on the weekend usually to, you know, okay, no restrictions on that day. But every other day, I try to control what she eats, how she eats it, and the cutoff times too. And I was explaining everything to him. And I said, this is what I do on my end. I always pick something that she has to eat. And then if she's hungry at night, then she can eat fruits and yogurt or water. That's it. You know, that's the only option she has. I can't control what she does in school. I can't control when she's not with me. And I'm not saying anything bad, but when I'm saying with me, even at night here, I don't even know, because sometimes at night I stay up, I go to sleep early just because I have to start my day at 5 or 6, like many grown-ups do. But you know, whenever she has off on the weekends or during the week, she'll stay up, man. She's a night owl. At the end of the day, she is a night owl. And I know for me, that's the big problem with her, is that she just loves being up at night. And I'm looking at my pantry and there was like some Oreos missing and shit. I'm like, oh man, I know I wasn't eating Oreos like that. So I'm cleaning up my pantry of all the junk stuff so that when she does look around at night, she is not eating the wrong things, right? So but I was explaining this to the doctor. I was like, listen, doc, I've been trying to have her eat in certain windows. I know mom and I have talked about it. She's doing her part. I'm doing my part. And I can't control what she does in school. I can't control what she does at night. Meaning I can. And he understood that. He understood that I'm not trying to be militant, because, and he took the words out of my mouth, because you're not trying to create a mindset of rebellion with her. I'm like, absolutely. Because that's what kids with her personality, I think, are going to do. It's like, if I limit her, like right now, she doesn't have any fun with electronics, but I give it to her for an hour, you know, just simply because if she does everything that she's asked to do, and I'm like, okay, you've been idle all along. You've been writing plays. You've been drawing. So I'll give her, but again, I don't want to be militant where she's just having this hatred towards me because I'm not allowing her to have fun. And he understood that. He understood that what I'm trying to do is create choices for her and consequences for her actions. It's not about me trying to be mean or impose. It's like, listen, my baseline for school is not very hard. I say, look, I know you're not valedictorian. I know you're not magna cum laude. So just give me C's. Just give me C's. That's it. Give me C's. And that shows me at least that you're making an effort to stay afloat, to pass your grade, to be in good standing. Like, I'm okay with a C, but when you're showing up with D's and F's, of course the teachers are going to not think very highly of you because all you're doing is clowning around. And I told her that, you know, I know you've been doing this since first grade, but what you're realizing is that it's going to catch up to you. This way of being as a child, of just doing the bare minimum to get by and to goof off and to think that you're not going to, that's not how life works. Life is going to teach you the hard way. And I had a long ass rant with her, and it wasn't a nice way. It was just like saying, I'm not angry at her, but I was disappointed that, think about it as a dad. Like, I'm having to go to these appointments or talk to teachers in school, not because of her great work or because of her great, the things that she's doing. It's because of the opposite, because she is not staying disciplined in school, because she is goofing off in school, because she is talking back to teachers, because she is not doing what we're asking her to do as far as eating habits and discipline. Like, this is my daughter right now. And it's been a challenge for me. And it's, I'm not saying it's overwhelming, but this is the toughest grind because she is not responding to anything. And I know she responds to fear. So if I become very mean and very evil, and what I mean by that, very verbal and very demanding, and even sometimes giving her a noggin on the head, because by Florida laws, one tap does not constitute abuse. Just so you fuckers know out there. In the Florida statutes, it says a child, based on a case that happened before, a child that is reprimanded, it does not mean it's abuse. And one hit is the difference between a reprimand and abuse. So you fuckers out there, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So it's a weird thing to me that I don't feel helpless, but I have to stay the flow. And he commended me for the fact that I'm going to have her doing therapy classes, for the fact, meaning with an actual therapist, go see next week, the medicine, trying my best to include, you know, action and consequences, things like that. You know, like I've been doing my very best. And that's what I was trying to tell my daughter. It's like, look, the kids that are not getting the results in school, like you're not, are the kids that are being neglected at home. Are kids that are not provided with a stable environment at home. They're not loved and nurtured. And they're not given perks. They're not given any fun in their life. And they tend to spiral into bad places. But I told her, you get all the love in the world from mom and dad and from everyone around you. You get everything and anything you want. Or you have anyway. You have all the loving and attention. You have all the experiences. Nothing has been deprived of you. We always cater to you. And now, the least that we asking for, you don't do. Like, there, people are going to look at you. I told her, people are going to look at you like you've been called before spoiled, lazy. And those labels stick because they mean something, right? So it's, you're not taking initiative. Like, he was telling me that they're going to have to take her to an endocrinologist because at this rate, you know, they're going to have to test her for diabetes, pre-diabetes, because she's gaining 3 pounds a month. She's gained 70 pounds in less than 2 years. That's not normal, right? And it's one of those things that I can only care for so much, you know, and I told her that. It's like, I am responsible for you until 18. But if you want to go eat McDonald's and stuff your life away, once I'm legally not responsible, you do what you want. You want to shave your head? You want to get tattoos? You want to cry a river how your parents didn't love you or didn't give you enough attention? Fuck that. Because that's one thing that she'll know. She'll know that in comparison to other kids that she's trying to act like she is, She's being given all the love and attention and affection and care in the world and given everything. There's not a worry that she has. And, you know, mom works her ass off to give her all that she does. And for her to do what she does to us, as far as not even caring, not even wanting to do it, it's a tough deal. Like, it's a tough deal. And she's like, are you mad at me, Dad? I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you, baby. I'm disappointed because I know you're better. I know you have a great memory. I know that whenever you put your mind to it, whenever you desire to do something, you do it. It's just that you don't want to eat healthy. You don't want to do schoolwork. So because you don't want to do those things, guess what? You're not even going to try. You're just going to skate and do the bare minimum and negotiate out of things. And I told her, you've always been this way since first grade. You're just getting worse and worse and worse about it every year. And I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck do I do as a dad? What the fuck? And this is why I journal these, because I don't hear myself, obviously, but I want my daughter to hear this, you know, when she's older, because I told her, you're not going to understand anything. Like, at this rate, you're trying to learn life the hard way. And I always tell her this, there's two ways to learn: from other people, like mom and dad and your friends, or you learn from the hard way. And life is going to teach you that. Like, life is going to teach you the hard way if you're not getting ready and prepared. And we're trying to do our best. We are making the effort. It's not like my daughter's being neglected. It's not like my daughter, if she's having trouble with schoolwork, she can't FaceTime me and go over homework or go over some things and give me some problems. There isn't any of that denial. Or it's just that, and I was telling this to the doctor, it's just that my voice doesn't resonate with her. Mom's voice doesn't resonate with my daughter. So it has to come from something or someone else, because it's not working with us. And I told them, I don't want to be militant dad. I'm being very strict dad now. So she doesn't get any electronics. Friends don't come over. We're not doing anything fun. All we're doing is staying in the room. She doesn't leave the room. She stays in a room. And she just stays there. And she writes. She reads if she wants. She can draw. But she has nothing at her disposal. It's like, you go to the bathroom, you get something to eat. That's what you get. Okay? And, you know, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, man, I think I just got to be a fucking dick, you know? And I think that's the problem with her. It's that I try to be respectful and nice, and I remind her, but she always keeps pushing. So I don't know. We'll just have to see all these changes. I believe in her. I always believe in her. I believe in you, little one. Always have. Now you're a grown woman listening to this, but I've always believed in you. I know you can do it because you have the memory. You have the ability to memorize things. When you have the ability to memorize things, you are able to retain information more so than the average person, okay? And I know that that's what I have too, because I have a good memory in that sense. Not as good as it was because I'm older, but I know what you have because I never had a problem in school. I was able to learn a second language pretty quickly. I know you can do all these things, but it's a choice at this point. And puberty hasn't even hit. So imagine the fucking wave rush I'm going to get with that. So it stays like this where I feel defeated, but I know the good thing is I know there's another day, and I turn to optimism. I turn to knowing that tomorrow I'm going to give a great effort. I'm going to go pick her up, and I'm going to do the things that I'm going to do. I'm going to be a more militant, you know, not evil, but again, I don't want to be the dad that she's crying about, oh, my dad was evil or mean. It's more of like, well, okay, my dad has not let me do anything. And she's going to be like, why? You know, her friends are going to be like, why? Because I didn't get grades. What are you getting in school? D's and F's. Oh, yeah, get your grades up, Jazz. Come on. Right? Because other kids understand that. And I try to tell her that. And I'll leave with this. You know, I try to tell her that, look, talk to your friends about it. About what is their parents' expectations of grades. And it's not trying to compare you, but it's just letting you know that what we're asking of you is not intense to comparison to your peers. It's not. But she doesn't realize that. And I tell her, I was like, you're not aware. And we're trying to make you aware of it, but you're not wanting to take in what mom and dad say. So I told her, I know life is going to teach you all these lessons. And when that moment comes, I'm going to check out. Like, I'm not... I will be stupid to force something on her that she's not able to get unless she has to learn it from another way. And I know she'll come across, and whatever things happen in life, they happen. And I'll accept them, you know, because I know that's what, but as an adult, I can't do, and I told her, if you drop out of school before you're 18, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to do anything for you. Like, I'm not going to sit here and condone your behavior of self-victimization when you have nothing to be victimized about. Your parents love you. Your parents work together for your happiness. Your parents give you everything that you need. You have got a great family of support and friends and loved ones that are so happy to be part of your life. So you have no reason to victimize yourself as, woe is me, life is hard. Life is fucking easy for you. You're just being lazy, my dear. You're not wanting to do it because it is not fun for you. And you want to just have fun all the time. And I get it. But as you get older, you got to realize it's responsible. Adulting sucks. But it's also a lot of fun. It's a balance. And I try to tell her this, that the fun that you have fun at all the time, no matter, but the fun is different. Meaning that the fun that I was having in 18, 19 is different than the one I'm having at 44. I'm still having it because I have to adult, but it's different. And I think that's the part when she realizes that you're able to have fun in life still, that because you have to do work, because you have to do school work, because you have to clean up your room, because you have to take care of your body, it doesn't mean you can't have fun. It doesn't mean that life sucks, because it's just more of the balance of you having your responsibilities and having fun. I love you, my dear, but life is not going to get any easier. And I love you, and I want you to always remember that.
My name like Alicia. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your Caesar.